以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所读的讲座，内容 Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 第二十章世界一百到，时间1966年11月22日，地点纽约。
Pandit Dai Sattamani Kripakari Jadi Mare Kariyachu Udhar Ahan Kripate Kaha Kartabhama Tahan Sanatana Goswami HeAcharya, in this disciple succession from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Sanatana Goswami 是从祖 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 开始的使徒团系中的 Acharya.
Lord Chaitanya, he is the first disciple of Lord Chaitanya, and from him, Sanatana Goswami, six Goswamis,
他是祖杰塔尼亚的第一个门徒 Sanatana Goswami 他后面是六位 Goswami
There are six I mean the first followers of Lord Chaitanya
这是祖杰塔尼亚首批的追随者中的六位
And then from next step comes Raghunath Goswami and then this author of this bookKrishnadas Kaviraj Goswami
然后下一步是 Raghunath Goswami 再往后是这部书的作者 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami
And from him Narottam Das Thakur And then from him Vishwanath Chakravarti Baladev Vidyabhushan
他后面是 Narottam Das Thakur 再往后是 Vishwanath Chakravarti Baladev Vidyabhushan
In this way, this disciple succession is coming from Lord Chaitanya.
就这样，使徒团系从祖杰塔那里下来。
So, as Acharya, Acharya means one who knows the principles of scriptures properly being initiated by authority, who knows things as they are,and they apply those things in their own life.
作为 Acharya, Acharya 指一个人知道经典的原则，正当的被一位知道事物的本来面目的权威启迪了，而且他们把这些事情运用于自己的生活。
They are called Acharya.
他们被称为 Acharya.
Achinati Shastrani. He must know all the principles from authorities.And he should apply in his life in those principles. Not that he knows but does not apply.
他必须得从权威那里知道一切的原则，他必须把这些原则运用于他的生活，并不是他只是知道但是不运用。
He cannot be Acharya.
那样不是 Acharya.
Apani Achari Prabhu Jivarishika, Lord Chaitanya. He, although he is accepted as the personal, he is Krishna himself. Still, he behaved in such a way that others can follow.
祖杰塔尼亚，尽管他是被接受为 Krishna 本人，他仍旧以一种其他人能够追随的方式来行动。
He also accepted Isharpuri. Isharpuri was his spiritual master.Lord Chaitanya.
他也接受伊修尔普瑞为灵性导师，祖杰塔尼亚的灵性导师。
This is the disciple succession.
这是使徒传习。
Now, how to present himself before the spiritual master?
那么 ，Sanatana Goswami 怎么样在灵性导师面前呈现自己的呢
？He says that actually.I am not learned because I do not know my own position, what I am.
他说，事实上我没有学问，因为我不知道我的地位，我是什么。
But people say that you are Pandit, and I am popped up, and I think, yes, I am Pandit, I am learned.
但人们说你是 Pandit， 我很自负，我认为是的，我是 Pandit， 我很博学。
This is the situation of the world.
这是这个世界的状况。
Everyone who has no spiritual knowledge who does not know what he is, still he is very much proud that he is very learned.
一个人不知道灵性的姿势，不知道他是什么，仍旧很自豪地认为自己非常博学。
So such kind of learning may be praised materially, but spiritually it has no value.
这样的姿势可以得到物质的赞扬，但是灵性上它没有价值。
Spiritually it has no value. Because this is temporary. Temporary, just like
灵性上它没有价值，因为这是短暂的。
By force, so many people is posted on the king's position. But after 5 years, 10 years, again he's a common man.
正如有那么多人通过武力当了国王，但过了5年、10年，再次成为普通人。
So similarly, all these material acquisitions, they have no permanent value.
类似的。 一切的物质的收获都没有持久的价值。
Therefore, those who are actually learned, they don't give any importance to this material acquisition.
因此那些真正博学的人，他们不给予这些物质的收获以任何重要性。
So, Sanatana Prabhu is by his personal behavior, he is presenting himself that people say that I am very learned. But actually, I'm not learning.
因此 ，Sanatana Prabhu， 他亲自的呈现自己说：“人们说我很博学，但事实上我并不没有学问。”
This should be the position.
应该是这样的。
Jigyasu says, "Now, because I'm not learning, and very kindly, you have delivered me from the mire of illusion. Kindly, now let me know what is my duty."
因为我没有学问，你已经很仁慈地把我从玛雅假象中拯救出来，请您现在仁慈地告诉我什么是我的职责。This
is the position one should present himself to the spiritual master.
应该是这样的，一个人应该这样把自己呈现给灵性导师。Not
that, we have to first of all select spiritual master.
首先我们必须得挑选灵性导师。
The selection is required.
挑选是必要的。
Because as soon as you accept one spiritual master, you cannot say that I don't agree with you.
因为一旦你接受了一位灵性导师，你不能够说我不同意你。
No, that you cannot say.
不，你不能那么说。
Then it's useless, simply waste of time.
那样是毫无用处的，只是浪费时间。
First of all, you have to select a person who is actually representative, just like Sanatana Goswami is representative of, Lord Chaitanya.
首先你必须挑选一个人，真正是有代表性的，正如Sanatana Goswami，他是足Chaitanya的代表。
Just like Arjuna is representative of Krishna.
正如Arjuna是Krishna的代表。
Because he is directly receiving instruction from Krishna and is assimilating and is therefore he is present.
因为他直接地从 Krishna那里接受教导，而且他吸收了这教导，因此他是代表。
This is the Parampara system.
这是Parampara的体系。
So we have to select a person who is actually representative of the Supreme.
我们必须得挑选一个人，真正是至尊的代表。
Then we have to surrender, and then we can.
然后我们必须得皈依，然后我们可以。
Of course, the question, if you do not understand, we must put our question. Then the procedure is nice.
当然，我们不明白的地方，我们必须得提问题。这样的过程是很好的。
Yes, Chaitanya Sanatana Goswami is asking that.
Kyami kena amaya jari taputraya.
Now I place myself that I do not know, but I request you to explain what I am.
我说了我不知道，但是我请求您解释我是什么。
Now this what I am, Sanatana Goswami is such a learned man. He is asking from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what I am, I cannot know.
Sanatana Goswami 是这样博学的人，他在问 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 我是什么？我不知道。
If one thinks what I am, I shall think myself. That there are so many foolish people, they are meditating what I am, what I am. What I am, you are foolish.
如果一个人想我是什么？我应该自己想出来，有那么多愚蠢的人，他们在冥想我是什么，我是什么，那样是愚蠢的。
You do not know.
你不可能知道。
What I am. Just like Arjun did not know what he is.
正如阿尔不知道他是什么。
He thought that I am this body, and these persons who are in relationship with my body, they are my own men, they are my kinsmen.
他想，我是这个躯体，而这些和我的躯体有关系的人，他们是我自己的人，是我的亲人。
That was his knowledge.
那是他的自识。
So you cannot know, we cannot know what I am.
因此我们不可能知道我是什么。
A superior authority will let you know what you are.
一个高等的权威能够让你知道你是什么。
You cannot know.
你自己不能知道。
This is a mistaken idea that I shall find out what I know.
认为我自己能够发现我是什么，这是错误的想法。
You cannot.
你不能知道。
See, Sanatana Goswami said that, Gyan, kindly, as you have very kindly delivered me from this illusory position, now I am surrendered soul to you.Please let me know what I am.
这里 Sanatana Goswami 说 Kiyami 正如您已经非常仁慈地把我从这迷幻的处境中拯救出来，我是皈依了您的灵魂，请仁慈地让我知道我是什么。
Kiyami Kano Amai Jabe Taputra. Taputra means three kinds of material misery.
Taputra 意思是三种物质苦难。
Tapa means misery, Traya means three.
Tapa 意思是苦难， Traya 意思是三。
So, what I am and why I am placed in this miserable condition of material nature.
因此他问我是什么，为什么我被置于这物质自然的苦难状况中。
This is called Jigyasu Sevuttamam.
这被称为吉格阿苏谢耶乌特曼。
This inquiry should be in the human form of life.
在人形的生命中应该有这样的询问。
Then his life is perfect.
那样他的生命是完美的。
Kiyami Jagat in the Brahma Sutra it is called Atata Brahma Jigyasa.
在 Brahma Sutra 中这被称为 Atata Brahma Jigyasa。
And Sriman Bhagavat is saying, Tasmad Gurum Prapadvita Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam. One who is inquisitive to inquire, to understand about his real position, he should accept a spiritual master.
Sriman Bhagavatam 中说 Tasmad Gurum Prapadvita Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam. 一个非常好问要了解他的真正的地位的人，他应该接受一位灵性导师，并不是一种形式。
切
特那马哈布布被问了这一问题，塔布特拉意思是三种苦难。哪三种苦难呢？
The misery is pertaining to this body and mind.
和躯体心意有关的苦难。
Misery is pertaining to the disturbance of material nature.
和物质自然的干扰有关的苦难。
And misery is pertaining to the other living entities.
和其他的生物体有关的苦难。
We are always under threefold misery.
我们总是处在三种苦难之下。
We may accept or not accept. That is our position.
我们接受或者不接受，那是我们的状况。
I am in miserable condition due to other arrangement, my enemies, other animals or other enemies.
我可能是由于其他人的安排，我的敌人或者其他的动物们而处于苦难的状况。
And I am in miserable condition due to material disturbance, nature's disturbance.
我由于物质自然的干扰而处于苦难的状况。
And I am always under misery due to my bodily and mental conditions.
我也总是由于我的躯体心意的状况而处于苦难之下。
These called, they are called threefold miseries.
这些被称为三种苦难。
So, out of these three, we are always under three kinds of miseries, but sometimes one is slackened, other is greater.
我们总是处于三种苦难之下，但有时候一种减弱了，一种增强了。
In this way, but we are always under miserable conditions.
就这样。 我们总是处于苦难的状况下。
When a sane man comes to this understanding, he is eligible for spiritual education.
当一个明智的人理解到这一点，他便有资格获得灵性的进步。
And one is dull who cannot understand what are his miseries, then he has no need of approaching a spiritual master or inquiring about transcendental subjects.
而一个愚笨的人不能理解这些苦难。 那么他不感到有必要接受一位灵性导师或者询问超人的主题。
Just like a man who is not aware of his disease, he does not go to a physician.
正如一个不知道他的疾病的人，他不会到一位医生那里。
He thinks I'm all right.
他想我很好。
Just like the drunkards in the bar is sleep. They think that they are all right.
正如这些在保尔街上的醉鬼们，他们想，我们很好。There
is nothing miserable condition for them.
对于他们来说，没有苦难的状况。But
what do they know about me?
关于苦难，他们知道什么呢？
They are so much accustomed to this miserable condition that they cannot understand what is meaning of this miserable condition.
他们这么的适应了苦难的状况，他们不能理解苦难状况的含义是什么。
So when people are in the lowest stage of ignorance, they cannot understand what it means.
当人们处于最低等的愚昧之中，他们不能理解需要的是什么。
But when they are elevated, just like Sanatana Goswami, they he goes to a bona fide spiritual master like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his representative. And ask, say, what are the causes of my miseries and what I am, what is my position?
但当他们进步了，例如Sanatana Goswami, 他到一位真正的灵性导师那里，例如 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 或者他的代表，他询问，什么是我的苦难的原因？我是什么？我的地位是什么？
Kyami kanamai japita putroi. Ihana hi jani kamani hitha. And I also do not know what is the path of my welfare.
而且我也不知道什么是我幸福的道路。
Saddha sadhan tattva puchite na jani kipakari sab tattva kohatvahapani. And I also do not know how to place my question.
而且我也不知道怎么样问我的问题。
Yes. The blank slate. Completely.
是的，就是一张白纸，彻底的。
I do not know, but I am feeling that I am in a miserable condition. But kindly explain me what is my duty, what I am, and why I am fallen in this miserable condition. So you kindly explain to me.
我不明白，但是我感到我是处于苦难的状况。 请仁慈地向我解释什么是我的职责，我是谁，为什么我堕入这苦难的状况？请您仁慈地解释给我。
Prabhu kahe Krishna kripa tamate purna hoy sab tattva jano tamara nahi taputroy. And Lord Chaitanya encourages him that because you have come to this understanding, now all your miseries are over.
主切他的娘。 鼓励他说，因为你理解到这一点，现在你所有的苦难都过去了。
All your miseries are over.
你所有的苦难都结束了。
Just like a man suffering from certain kind of disease, if he approaches a right physician, that means he is ending of all diseases is there.
正如一个人得了某种疾病，如果他到一位好医生那里，那便意味着他结束一切的疾病已经开始了。
Similarly, if we can find out a bona fide spiritual master, and if we are actually anxious to end our miserable life, then it is actually done.
类似的，如果我们找到一位真正的灵性导师，如果我们非常急于结束我们苦难的生活，那么这事实上已经完成了。
The beginning is there.
因为它已经开始了。
Sab tattva jano tumara nahi tapasraya. Now don't be discouraged. You have no threefold misery. Because you have come to this position, therefore you are above all these threefold misery.
不要泄气，你并没有三种苦难。因为你已经到达了这一点，因此你已经超越这三种苦难了。
Krishna bhakti dharo tumi jano tattva bhav jani dartha lagi puche sadhu sabha. A sadhu, a sage or a devotee, although he knows everything, still he always places himself as he does not know anything.
一位sadhu圣人或奉献者，尽管他什么都知道，他仍旧总是把自己放在什么都不知道的地位。
He never says that I know everything.
他永远不说我什么都知道。
But actually, it is not possible to know everything.
事实上，什么都知道是不可能的。
It's not possible.
那是不可能的。
But one, just like Sir Isaac Newton, he agreed that people say I'm very much learned, but I do not know. How much I'm simply collecting some pebbles on the seashore.
例如，伊萨克·牛顿，他也说，人们说我非常博学，但我不知道我有多博学，我只是在海岸上收集一些软石罢了。
That is the position. If a man who is actually learned, he'll never say that I'm learned.
这是应该的。一个真正博学的人，他永远不会说我是博学的。
You simply say, I am the fool number one. I do not know.
他只会说，我是一号的傻瓜，我不知道。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated his humbleness, because actually he was a very learned and very man of position in the society.
因此 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 非常欣赏他的谦卑，因为事实上他是非常博学的人，在社会上很有地位。
So as a matter of reciprocation, exchange of, etiquette, he also accepted, no, you are not fallen, you don't be discouraged. Simply, it is the duty of any learned man to place himself like that, but you are not fool.
因此，作为一种酬答，作为还礼，他说，不，你并不是堕落的。你不要泄气，这只是一位博学的人的义务，把他自己放到这样的地位，但你并不是傻瓜。
Krishna bhakti dharo tumi, because you are already devotee.
因为你已经是奉献者了。
Before retirement, and before coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these Goswamis, as I told you, they are very learned Sanskrit scholar.
在退休之前，在到其他那马哈巴布这里之前，我已经告诉你们了，这些 Goswami 他们是非常博学的梵文学者。
They used to read Bhagavat.
他们经常阅读 Bhagavatam.
When he gave false report to the Nawab Sahib that I am not well, I cannot attend office.
他那时候给 Nawab Sahib 假报告说，我身体不好，我不能上班。
Then,Nawab Sahib went to his house one day personally that this gentleman is not attending office and simply submitting sick report. What is that?
Nawab Sahib 想， 这位僧士不来上班，总是送生病报告，这怎么回事？因此有一天，他亲自到他家里去。
So when he approached, Nawaz Sahib saw that he is engaged with learned pandits in reading Srimad Bhagavatam.
到了那里之后，拿瓦巴萨哈发现他是在和博学的潘迪他们一起阅读西摩的八卦他们。
Then he understood, oh, this is your disease. You are now taken to the Srimad the Bhagavatam.
然后他明白了，啊，这是你的疾病，你在阅读西摩的八卦他们。
So actually, you are very learned, but out of his humble behavior, he submitting himself to Lord Caitanya in this gentle way.
因此，事实上他是非常博学的。但出于谦卑，他在这么温和地向做其他那样呈现的自己。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说道
Saddharma sabubodhaya jishangrisbandhini matihi achiradeva sarvartha siddhati jisham ovipsitaha. He says that your desire is to get perfection.Therefore, you are so much humble.
他说，你的愿望是获得完美，因此你是这么谦卑。
So, he quotes one verse from Naradiya Puran that anyone who is very serious, one who is serious about knowing himself perfectly, and if he seeks in that way, then his perfection is guaranteed.
昨天的那样。从纳拉迪亚普拉那中引了一节诗，任何一个非常认真的人，非常认真的想完美的了解他自己的人，如果他那样的探索，那么他的完美是有保证的，保证了的。
The only thing is that one should be very serious.
唯一的一点是，一个人必须非常的认真。
This part of this verse is.Saddharma sabubodhaya jishang nirbandhini mati.
这节诗的要旨是 Saddharma sabubodhaya jishang nirbandhini mati.
Nirbandhini mati means he has already determined that in this life I shall make my life perfect.
Nirbandhini mati 意思是他已经下定决心在这一生中我要使我的生命完美。
Then for him perfection is guaranteed.
对于他来说，完美是保证了的。
If he thinks, oh, let me try, let me test also this department of Krishna consciousness. At the same time, test other department. Let us go. No.
如果他想，啊，让我试一下，让我来尝试一下这 Krishna 知觉的方面，同时也试一下其他的方面，这样不。
One should be very much serious to make complete perfection in this life.
不，一个人应该非常认真的，要在这一生中获得彻底的完美。
So, a man should be serious like Sanatana Goswami.
一个人应该像 Sanatana Goswami 那样的认真。
And for that purpose, he sacrificed everything. He became a beggar.
为了这个目的，他牺牲了一切。他成了乞丐。
So we should be prepared to sacrifice anything for perfection of this human form of life.
因此，我们应该准备为了获得这人性生命的完美，牺牲一切。
Then perfection is guaranteed.
那样的话，完美是保证了的。
Simply we should be very serious. That's all.
我们只是要非常非常认真。
Now.Lord Chaitanya says that, yes, I will have to give you instruction.
So Chaitanya 说好吧我会给你教导
Actually, this Sanatana Goswami is eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya.
事实上这位 Sanatana Goswami 是做 Chaitanya 的永恒的联谊
Just like Arjuna, he is also eternal associate ofKrishna.
正如 Arjuna, 他是 Krishna 的永恒的联谊。
Now, he placed himself as an ordinary man and as if he was an illusion of this relationship of this body.
他把自己放在一个普通人的地位，似乎他是处于躯体连关系的假象中。
Actually, he was not so.
事实上，他不是这样的。
But by the energy of Krishna, he was so-called illusion.
但是通过 Krishna 的能量，他被所谓的这样被迷惑了。
Otherwise, he would not place himself in that condition. Would not question Krishna. Then Bhagavad Gita would not come.
不然的话，如果他不把自己放到那种地位，他不会询问 Krishna， 并不会有《薄伽梵歌》。
That is the purpose.
那是目的。
Just like playing.
就像演戏一样。
He is similarly some of the associates of Lord Krishna. When Lord Krishna, his incarnation comes on this earth, his associates are also present there.
当苏切坦尼亚他降临到地球上的时候，他的同游们也都在那里。
So some of the associates, they play like this a fool personality, like this ordinary man, and they question to the Lord, and the answer is there for the benefit of us.
其中的一些联谊，他们扮演像傻瓜一样，或者像普通人一样，然后他们向主提问，而这回答是为了我们的利益。
Just like Lord Chaitanya, he is supposed to be Krishna himself, because people derided at him when he was actually present as Krishna. Abhijananti manga murha, foolish person derided at me because I am playing just like a man.
像如苏切坦尼亚马哈巴布，他是 Krishna 本人，但由于人们在他真正来临的时候嘲笑他， Krishna 说道，愚蠢的人嘲笑我，因为我扮演普通人角色。
So he came again as a devotee.
因此他再次来临作为一个奉献者，苏切坦尼亚。
How to teach, how to grasp Krishna bhakti, devotional service, he practically demonstrated.
教导我们如何掌握 Krishna bhakti, 奉献服务，他亲自的实际的展示了。
So he is eternal as Sanatana Goswami is also his eternal associate. So as if he is taking lesson, representing ourselves, he is taking lesson from the Lord.
Sanatana Goswami 也像他一样是永恒的，是他的永恒同游，他在从那里接受教导，曾经作为我们的代表从主那里接受教导。
The Lord is confirming.
主证实的。
That jagga patra hau tumi bhakti pravartaite krameshav tattva sana kahi pramate. The Lord is also this is a process. It is the duty of the spiritual master to select a disciple, and at the same time it is the duty of the disciple to select the spiritual master.
这是方法，挑选一位门徒是灵性导师的义务，在同时挑选一位灵性导师是门徒的义务。
Now the selection is very nice.
这里的挑选是非常好的。
Sanatana Goswami is the right person to understand the science of devotional service.
Sanatana Goswami 是理解着奉献服务的科学的适当的人选。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the right person to give lesson to the disciple about this science.
而须切坦尼亚马哈巴布又是教导这一科学的恰当的人选。
He says, Yankupatra, you are just the proper person to understand the science of devotion.
因此他说 Yankupatra, 你是理解这门奉献的科学的恰当的人选。
Now, Krameshav Tattva Suna Kohiya Tamate. Now, I shall gradually explain to you about this devotional service and you will understand.
现在我向你逐渐地解释这奉献服务，让你能理解。
Now, the first question was of Sanatana Goswami. That should be the first question of everyone. What I am?
Sanatana Goswami 的第一个问题是，这应该是每一个人的第一个问题，我是什么？
Because if I do not know what I am, there is no question of my duties and my destination.
因为如果我不知道我是什么，那便没有我的职责和我的目的地的问题。
Everything will depend first to know what I am.
一切都取决于首先知道我是什么。
Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna did not know what he was.
正如在国家梵歌中，阿尔呢不知道他是什么。
Therefore, Krishna first of all taught him that you are not this body.
因此 ，Krishna 首先教导他，你不是这个躯体。
You are not this body.
你不是这个躯体。
That was the first instruction.
那是第一个教导。
Vehinasmin jathadehi kumaraj, you are so much absorbed in bodily conception of life. And you are thinking that you are a learned man.
你这样的沉浸于躯体化的生命概念中，你还认为你是非常博学的人。
That is your foolishness.
那是你的愚蠢。
In the Bhagavad Gita, you find the first instruction of Lord Krishna is there.
在佛家梵歌中，你能发现主 Krishna 的第一项教导。
You are thinking, you are talking with me.Just like a very learned man, you are arguing with me. But from your behavior, I can understand. You are a fool, number one.
你在像就像一个博学的人一样和我讲话，你在和我争辩。但从你的行为，我能够理解你是一号的傻瓜。
Because that kind of topic never placed by a learned man.
因为一位博学的人永远不会说这样的话。因此他间接地说你是个傻瓜。为什么你是傻瓜呢？他说道，你不是这个躯体。你每一时刻都在改变你的躯体。你为什么不想一下你不是这个躯体？你为什么要把自己认同和这个躯体相认同？你在每一个时刻都在改变躯体。
From the mother's womb, up to the death point, you are changing everyone. Why you are thinking that your body?
从母亲在母亲的子宫中开始，一直到死亡的时候，你每一刻都在改变躯体。你为什么还认为你是躯体呢？
But you are the same.
但你还是同样的。
In spite of all changes, you are the same.
尽管有这么些改变，你还是同样的。
I think my childhood, I think that I am the same. I forget that I'm so much grown up. That is my position.
我想我的童年，我想我还是同样的，我忘了我长这么大了。
So, the first lesson, the inquiry of Sri Chaitanya, of Sanatana Goswami, is that, what I am?
因此 ,Sanatana Goswami 的第一个问题是，我是什么？
What I am?
我是什么？
Arjuna did not place himself what I am, but he has...
Arjuna 不知道去问我是什么。
Yeah, because...The instruction which is given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita is practically higher than Bhagavad Gita.
因为事实上，在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 中的教导，要比在佛教梵歌中的要高。
It is postgraduate study, higher than Bhagavad Gita. I mean, Bhagavad.
它是博士后的学习，比佛教梵歌要高。
Bhagavad Gita, the Arjuna, he did not question what I am.
在佛教梵歌中，阿尊呢没有问我是什么。
You are perplexed with his bodily conception.
他被这躯体的概念而困惑了。
Now here, Sanatana Goswami, he thinks that I do not know what I am.
这里 Sanatana Goswami 他想，我不知道我是什么。
So he is advanced than Arjuna.
因此他比阿尔朱呢要进步。
He accepts that I do not know.
他明白我不知道。
So, because he inquired, Kiyami, Kiyami means what I am.
因为他问了 Kiyami, Kiyami 意思是我是什么。
Therefore, Lord Chaitanya directly informs him first that Jive Swarupai Krishna is Nityadas.
因此就切坦尼亚首先直接地告诉他 Jive Swarupai Krishna is Nityadas.
G, the living entity, is eternally a servitor of the Supreme Lord.
Jiva, 生物体是自尊主的永恒的仆人。
Eternal.
永恒的。
He says, Jiva Swarupai Krishna Nityadas. That is his identity.
他说 Jiva Swarupai Krishna Nityadas, 这是他的身份。
He refutes all nonsensical ideas that I am God, I am equal with God. In the first beginning, he refutes this idea that this is yours.
因此他拒绝了一些无谓的想法，我是神，我是和神平等的。在一开始他便拒绝了这种想法。
You are living entity, your position is that you are eternally servitor of Krishna,
他说你是生物体，你的地位是你是 Krishna 自尊主的永恒的仆人。我们明天继续。结束。